I think we bowled to our plans really well, and you know, if you can say if they played bad shots if you like, but I think that was the key for us. We kept it really simple and really stuck to our game plans. Set some good fields, we thought, and obviously took the wickets in the power play and didn't go for too many runs, which is probably key leading into that back 10 overs. So like I said before, I think we just stuck to our plans and bowled really well as a unit.
Yeah, look, I don't think it was as warm today as it was against the Afghanistan team, but we were kitted up with all our sweatpants and everything to kind of hold on the ball a bit more, but we obviously bowled second in that other game and dew was a factor. So I think it was a lot easier tonight bowling first to hold on to that ball. We didn't see too much moisture on that ball, but I think I swung the first ball I bowled and didn't swing one after that. So we really looked after the ball and got them reversing a little bit, I think, towards the end, which probably played a part. But I think it's more the lengths we're hitting and really not giving away that easy shot that is probably playing its part to take those wickets.
There wasn't too much thinking on my half besides setting a good field, but I think we took 3 for 16 in that power play. So I bowled with James, I think, in that power play, and we knew if we were going to keep it simple, not give them any width and that sort of thing. Obviously, Akmal was in. He's one of their key players and probably a very dangerous player. So we tried to minimise the damage he caused on us, and I think we took that wicket in the power play as well. So I think we, as I said before, we bowled really well throughout the innings. You know, we've experienced both batting first and second now, so you know, we can really talk about it, and you know, it's going to happen at the toss. It's not something we can control, but look, bowling second, I think we swung the ball a little bit more, but then you've got the dew factor, so there's pros and cons to doing both. Look, I think their three spinners are, like I said before, a world-class unit. They're three bowlers we're going to have to look at, and as we did today, try and minimise the damage they cause on us. They're probably their three key players in their bowling lineup. So, you know, if we can find a way to score as many as we can off them without losing too many wickets, you know, it'd be nice, and it'd probably go a long way to winning a game. We're just going out and worrying about our own game. You know, if we can bowl the best we can and stick to our plans as best we can, we're going to minimise the amount of runs they score, and then we go out at the bat and chase that score down. It's as simple as that, really.